السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، القائل في محكم آياته: ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، الذي قال فيه الله سبحانه وتعالى: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah. Praise to Him and His Highness who addressed the believers, telling them, you should never be sad and you should never be humiliated because you are higher by your faith. He has sent His messengers to guide humanity to His wisdom and His light. And He said about Sayyidina Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, that we have sent you as mercy for humankind and for the worlds, because it may apply to other worlds than this earth. May Allah, praise to Him, send His blessings to the soul of the Prophet and to his house, to his descendants and the believers until the Day of Judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is about al-ru'ya in Islam, in the Holy Quran. And a ru'ya can be translated into several meanings, among them dreams. And a lot of people have contributed to our understanding about dreams. Some of them are scientists, like in psychology, but we are dealing with the meanings according to the Holy Quran and according to the Sunnah. There are several types. The mundane dreams, that something we are occupied with during the daytime, good or bad, we may be dreaming about it. This means that the mind is playing some scenarios about this. And the Prophet ﷺ, this told us about this kind of dreams, about daily life. If it is a pleasant, say Alhamdulillah, thank God, and tell your family members and friends about it. If it is bad, just it is from a shaitan who wants to scare you. So say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. I seek refuge with Allah from the stone shaitan. And don't tell anybody about it. It's just mundane. I'm not talking about this in this khutbah. I'm talking about some of the meanings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about it in the Holy Quran. And one basic level is that when you are really sincere in your quest for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you about something, and you have connections with your Lord, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He may give you insights in your dream. And the believer, his dream or her dream can be really realistic, or it can happen in everyday life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give you insights about it. And the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the believer's dream is like one out of 42 levels of nubuwah, of prophethood. So don't underestimate that. If there is something like that and you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show you the way, it could be, inshallah, through a dream. This hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا اقترب الزمان لم تكد رؤيا المؤمن تكذب ورؤيا المؤمن جزء من 46 جزءا من النبوة. And in another hadith 42, there are difference in the number. In this hadith, when the believer says, would see a dream, and he may be right, or the truth will come out from dream. Because, like the Prophet said, the believer's dream is like one level of 42 levels or 46 levels of prophethood. And another hadith, may Allah send His blessings to His soul, the Prophet, he said, من رآني في المنام كأنما رآني في اليقظة. Whoever would see me in his dream, in her dream, this is real. As if you really see me in reality. Because he, عليه الصلاة والسلام, would not appear to anybody but true believers. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا رأى أحدكم رؤيا يحبها فإنما هي من الله تعالى. This companion Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said, if one of you would see a dream that he likes, then it is from Allah. Praise to Him. فَلْيَحْمِدْ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا. Then say Alhamdulillah. If you say something pleasant to you, you like it, you say Alhamdulillah. Thank God. وَلْيُحَدِّثْ بِهَا. And you can talk about it. وَفِي رِوَايَةٌ أُخْرَى فَلَا يُحَدِّثْ بِهَا إِلَّا مَنْ يُحِبْ. And in another version of the hadith, you can tell those whom you love, your family members, your close friends, your brothers and sisters in Islam. وَإِذَا رَأَ غَيْرَ ذَٰلِكَ مِمَّا يَكْرَهُ. But if he would see a dream that he doesn't like, and that is من الشيطان, and that is from شيطان. فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ مِنْ شَرِّهَا. Then you say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. وَلَا يَذْكُرْهَا لِأَحَدٍ فَإِنَّهَا لَا تُضُرُّهُ. Then you don't need to tell it to anybody, and it's not going to harm you. For the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, the dream was part of the inspiration, part of the revelation. Jibreel, peace be to him, would tell the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام the inspiration in several ways. The dream was one of them. Among the ways is like, he would hear like a bell ringing in his brain. Then it's like the beginning of the connection with Jibreel, peace be to him. But another is, another time in a famous hadith, he told us that Jibreel, peace be to him, appeared in person in the masjid in Medina. This is the famous hadith about asking him about what is Islam, what is Iman, and what's Ihsan, and what's the Awa. And at the beginning of the mission of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, Jibreel appeared to him also and shooking him and saying to him, Iqra, read. And he said, I am illiterate, I can't read, or can't tell. And we knew the story. So it was several ways that Jibreel, peace be to him, communicated between Allah, praise to him, and the Prophet. And among them that I will talk about today is dream. After this encounter, first encounter between Jibreel and the Prophet ﷺ, he was scared and he went home to Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, his wife. And he wanted to just, he told her, Zammilini, cover me with coverlets and blankets. Was scared. Then still, Jibreel came to him, telling him the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha al-muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila, nisfahu aw unqis minhu qalila, aw zid alayhi, wa rattil al-Qur'an tartila, inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Jibreel is telling him again, after him, to wake up and start praying and mentioning the name of Allah and recite the Quran that we will teach you about, because you have to wake up and to be in at night especially. And therefore it has become tradition that we should recite some Quran at night. And we do, in fact, we are among the few people on earth as Muslims who recite Quran at night. That's Salat al-Isha. And the importance of the night prayers and reciting the Quran at night, everybody is quiet. It's not like the daytime noise, people going and coming and talking. Well, at night, it's quiet and you're supposed to think. And it's the end of the day and you're supposed to think about what you are reciting, because it is heavy. Heavy in its meanings, and it needs pondering, it needs thinking. It's not just we recite for the sake of recitation. It's beautiful, it's great if you even don't understand the meaning, but it's better if you look for the translation if you don't know Arabic and know the meaning. Sayyidina Ibrahim, peace be upon him, with his famous dream. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. This is in Surah As-Saffat, chapter 37 of the Holy Quran, verses 102 to 105. Sayyidina Ibrahim telling his son that I saw in the dream that I am slaughtering you. Well, this is a messenger of Allah, a prophet. When he sees that was one way, this is communication between Jibreel, peace be to him, and Ibrahim, peace be to him. And he told him, I saw in the dream, I'm slaughtering you. So I'm going to do that. It's a command. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah, in verse 104, describes it as ru'ya, something seen. قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا at the end of the ayat. You, Ibrahim, you passed the test and you did what we commanded you to do and stop, don't slaughter your son. You passed the test. But he described that as رُؤْيَا, means something you saw in the dream. And if it is for a prophet, for messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is real. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam with his famous dream also mentioned, and this is Surah Yusuf chapter 12 verses 1 to 6 in the Holy Quran, and the famous one is verse 4. إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبتي إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. Oh my father, he's telling his father Yaqub, peace be to him. Oh my father, I saw 11 planets and I saw the sun and the moon making sujood, all of them. The 11 planets and the sun and the moon making sujood to me. I saw them. Where did you see them? In the dream. So this is ru'ya also, the meaning of ru'ya. And of course we know the story, and he was sold in bondage, and then he became the prime minister of Egypt. Then they came to him from Palestine and they made that famous sujood when he was sitting on his chair and his throne. And when he went to prison, the two prisoners also told him their famous dreams. And one of them told him that, I see that I have bread on my head and the birds are eating it. And the other one, he said, I saw myself in the dream making wine and dealing with it. And he told him, okay. And he was an expert. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him, gave him this gift of explanation of dreams. And he said to the first one, you will be crucified, you will be killed, and the bears will be eating from your heads. And for the other one, he said, okay, you will be the butler of the king. So when both of you will be released here, and they were released in the story of Yusuf, alayhi salam. And he told him, when you go there to the king, mention me that I am here in the prison for something I did not do. Mention me so to have justice. And the king himself had his famous dream about the 7 cows, 7 weak cows and eating 7 big cows. And he explained it. Nobody else could explain it except him. He said, well, 7 years of good crops in Egypt would be followed by another 7 years of bad famine, for example. And after that, there would be 1 year that Egypt would feed the countries around her. And the king liked that explanation, and he made him the prime minister of Egypt, and he administered that, the 7 and 7, and it was a great story. The bottom line here is the ru'ya, the dream of the prophet, and his ability to explain dreams, interpret them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, the night journey from Mecca to al-Quds al-Sharif, Baytul Maqdis. Then al-Mi'raj, ascent to heavens, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it as ru'ya. Also, when he went there beyond the seventh heavens, and when he came back, the Sahaba asked him, did you see Allah? Praise to him, because Jibreel could not proceed. Jibreel stopped at the seventh heaven. He said, I don't have permission to proceed. I can't. And only the honor was to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam to be in the audience of Allah. Praise to him. And when he came back, the Sahaba, the companions asked him, did you see Allah in there? And he said, I saw light. Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Nur, he describes himself as Nur al-Samawat wal-Ard. Allah is the light of heavens and earth. Nurun ala Nur. He is light over light. But when he came back, that was Ru'ya. And there is an agreement among Muslim scholars that it was real by his eye in this case. This is not a dream. And if it is a dream and he claimed that he went to heavens, who would dispute? Nobody would dispute it. If he told them, I was in a dream, I saw myself in Jannah. Okay, you can. Anybody can talk about anything. It's not real. But he said, no, I went there and I saw. I ra'aytu ru'ya. And that's why people disputed it. Even some Muslims reneged. Some Muslims left Islam as a result of that. And al-kuffar, the infidels, they had a good time making fun of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, saying, look at your friends, what's he saying? And the true believers came up and became known. And the first one among them is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That's why he's called As-Siddiq, the one who believed. He said, if he said that, he's true. And he believed in him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as, this is in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, ayah 60. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We made this ruya, we enabling you to see that and tell it to people, so it is fitna for them. Who is going to believe and who is not? And one of the most famous also dream the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saw, the one before Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, that he saw in the dream. They were in Medina for about 12 years, and they were longing to their hometown, Mecca. These immigrants from Mecca, great Sahaba, who the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, and he told them, I saw in the dream that we will enter Mecca, we will go to Mecca. And they were excited. And I think everyone here in this masjid can testify to that. Most of us are immigrants, and you long for a moment or moments in visiting your hometowns. They were ecstatic. So they went, and al-Kuffar, the infidels, came out of Mecca and told them, no, you can't enter Mecca this time. There will be fighting if you come. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam struck a deal with them, an agreement, Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. He said, okay, I agree, we'll go back this year, but we'll come back next year. And some of the Sahaba were disappointed, and they couldn't believe it. Oh, Rasulullah, you saw us, you told us, you saw it in a dream. And if the Prophet والسلام, sees something in a dream, it should happen. He said, yes, it should happen, inshallah. So they went back and they were sad. But the following year, they came back to Mecca with 10,000 Muslim soldiers, and they conquered Mecca. They entered Mecca with a fight, actually, and it happened. And in that ayah, this is Surah Al-Fath, chapter 48, verse 27. يقول الله عز وجل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد صدق الله رسوله الرؤيا بالحق، لتدخلن المسجد الحرام إن شاء الله آمنين محلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون. فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا. صدق الله العظيم. In this great ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarizes the whole story. I told you, Allah has made it real what He showed the Messenger of Allah in his dream, that you, the believers, the Muslims at that time, you will enter al-Masjid al-Haram, Mecca al-Mukarrama, and its masjid, inshallah, God willing, safe, ameen, and shaving or having some shaving in the head. And you are not going to be afraid. He knew what you did not know. And it was the great opening or conquest of Mecca. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us so He will be, inshallah, our light in our day and in our night, in our dream and in our awakening, in our prayer and in our work. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم اهدي من بيننا من تريد أن تهديه يا رب العالمين. اللهم انزل سلامك ورحمتك علينا وعلى بلاد المسلمين. اللهم انزل رحمتك وسلامك على الأرض كلها، إنها تستجديدك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وأكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. It is a sunnah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه.
يحاسبكم به الله.
وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله، فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.